here with Sharon O'Day. Hello.
Hello.
And we finished talking about the Wizard Man with his cats.
Yep.
And we're just doing a social media safari, searching out your local area, which is Barnes Village.
Yep, which Barnes. Is in southwest London.
Yeah. And you found a few things. We went onto Facebook and found a group there.
Yeah, it seems to be quite an active Facebook group. For people in SW13, it talks about local things that are on, like pub quizzes, jumble sales, that kind of thing. And there's a sort of local news site, which doesn't get updated that often, but it seems to have a bit of local news on there. It's not a bad site, I think, and it's got some local events and updates of what's happening.
And that's what we're on now, which
is... Yeah, this has got like an events calendar, which will tell you what we've got in here today. Arts group at the Barnes Green Centre. Actually, there's a fair bit in there. Digital camera workshops. I didn't even know they're indoor bowls.
Oh, it's Scrabble Club. They've got a Scrabble Club. That's amazing.
Any swing goes. That sounds a bit rude.
And that's at barnesvillage.com. Yeah. But you also showing me is an anti-Sainsbury's site.
There was a big anti-Sainsbury's campaign called Save the Heart of White Hart Lane, which is where the Sainsbury's subsequently opened. Uh-huh. There was a very vociferous local campaign against the Sainsbury's. Mm. Some argue that it was used by both parties as part of their electioneering.
Yeah.
It was heavily funded by one of our local parliamentary candidates, who then went on to fund like an actual referendum by the Electoral Reform Society of anyone living within a mile of the proposed site. But there was a lot of feeling against the Sainsbury's. People had posters up in the windows.
Yeah.
There's a website there which kind of collates the various bits and pieces that they had for the campaign and news, and it did end up on the London BBC News.
Oh wow!
A few times, but yeah, it's kind of part of a general anti-supermarket feeling.
Yeah, anti-chain.
Yeah,
and the latest anti-chain thing where you live is against
coffee shops.
Yes.
Yeah, we have
chain coffee shop.
We've got a Starbucks. We've got a Cafe Nero. A local art gallery closed recently, and another coffee shop has put in a planning application to take over that site. The bugaboo pushing mums of SW13 think it's one coffee shop too many.
They've had enough of their espressos and the lattes.
Yeah, the funny thing is, we don't really have that many genuinely useful shops down my way. There is a greengrocer's. There's a chemist which amusingly is called Open All Hours and doesn't open Sundays.
Yeah.
And shuts at about 6. But it does have a lot of coffee shops, a couple of art galleries. There's a road near my house which has a lot of those kind of expensive tap shops that sell distressed dining room furniture and cats made out of rags.
It's very useful.
Well, you know. But yeah, so there was a lot of... People are quite keen to protect the character of the area. It can be a little bit nimby.
Okay. And so there's quite a few kind of spaces on here. There's this kind of older and anti-Sainsbury's one, which wasn't successful because the Sainsbury's local is now there. And you're saying that there was a call for a boycott, which didn't quite work.
The boycott didn't quite come off at all. The week that the Sainsbury's opened, apparently had 1,000 visitors a day in its first week. So occasionally, you do wander past a sort of sad, forlorn, I'm boycotting the Sainsbury's poster in someone's window, looking a bit faded. Some people are still using it. Another thing that's happening locally, I can't find anything immediately, is on the quality of schools in Richmond. The primary schools are excellent, the secondary schools, not so much. Mm. So I know that there's a lot of campaign activity online. I see them on Facebook somewhere, where people are campaigning for better secondary provision in the borough.
Yeah. So how do you think the local authority could join in these conversations, the Facebook group, the Barnes Village websites? There's another one here, southwest13.co.uk. How do you think they could join in that?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really seen a lot of that. I think the local councillors don't really seem to engage with their community much. I don't really know the name of my local councillor, my ward. So if say they were to log on as Richmond Council on Facebook and join in some of those conversations that people are having in Southwest 13 or whatever communities exist for the other parts of the borough, Richmond, Sheen, Witten. It would be quite interesting if they did that. I think they'd find out a lot more about the depth of feeling that people have on some of these issues.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I think comes out of some of this is you get some quite loud and articulate voices from some of the pushy middle class mums of the borough.
Yeah.
But actually, you don't hear so much about the sort of less visible community groups. So, for instance, at the end of my road, there's a youth club. And this always seems a nuisance, like why would we have youth in our area? As if somehow young people who don't go to private schools don't exist. So actually I think it would be good if the borough made a bit of an effort to try and represent all of those other groups and voices in this conversation.
And is that youth club online at all in any way?
It's only on part of the council site. I know this because I'm one of their trustees.
Ah, I see. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if you look here, these appear to be all local people just taking part in this conversation. Scrolling down, I haven't seen anything from someone from the council or even really about the council very much.
There's a lot of Barnes rules.
Yeah.
It just seems to be a statement, Barnes rules.
Yeah.
That's
they're
awesome.
Not wrong. No. There we go. I love Barnes Pond. It's my favourite place.
Aww. That's lovely. Okay, well, on that note, thank you very much.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks, bye.